interesting thing. So, as I said, this is definitely a very special thing in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're getting together to be Mischazik. And we were started learning the Noisei of Emunah. Sorry, we started learning the Noisei of Bitochen. So we will continue that in the Al Shor Chelik Beis. I'm going to skip a little bit out of order. And it's page Tof Kuf Peches Perek Vi. Tfilo Ubitochen. He says that one of the ways to build Bitochen is through Tfilo. Bitochen is recognition that the cause and effect of everything that goes in our lives is not the natural cause and effects. It's true, those things are something we have to take into account and we have to deal with. And if there's a need for medical issues, we have to go to the doctor. Upon other things, we have to do our shtablis, v'chulei, v'chulei. But the hatzlocha of everything in life is totally in our relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth is, no matter how bad our relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always going to make sure that we get which is best for us in our present position. But kamuvan, we desire and we aspire to have a situation that our relationship is as such that we don't need all those other things that are not pleasant to bring us back on track. So, Kopanim, the way of building Bitochen, so there are various ways of doing it. And it's important to stress always, and I always stress this, is the average person, you ask him, are you a Baal Bitochen? Yes, I'm a Baal Bitochen. That's stemming from ignorance of what Bitochen is. Bitochen is not knowledge. A person could know 100% well that Hashem runs the world and Hashem knows everything that's happening in his life and that Hashem is always doing what is good for him. But the question is, does it affect the way he approaches life? When he comes home and supper is not ready, does he say, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the situation for me to deal with it properly? To be sensitive to my wife, to my family? Or did I just get all upset by the fact that I don't have my supper prepared for me? And come over, nowadays we have 100 other good examples of this in our Bitochen, is the fact that I'm limited in what I can do today is it puts me in a state of frustration and state of nerves worse than usual. Or to have that same peace of mind that I had before, and maybe even much better, because now it's clear to me that I'm not running the show, Hashem is running the show. From the Chovas Alvavis, it's a very easy way of testing your Bitochen. He says the Mahut, the definition of Bitochen is the Yishuv Adas, Menuchas HaNefesh, the peace of mind person has by the fact that he's living in a fashion that he realizes and feels that everything is in the hands of Hashem. So I have a very easy way of...
interrupt you. Can you just say the page number again?
Tav Kuf Peiches.
Tav Kuf Peiches.
Yeah. So a way of testing ourselves is very easy. Just take a piece of pen and write down how you feel in the course of the day. If you're getting upset, if you're uptight, if you're nervous, then you have a very simple proof that your bitachon needs improvement. Kamuvan, if we're running away from things and just going into denial, that is not bitachon. That type of peace of mind is a fake. Peace of mind means I recognize the nature of things. Yes, the situation is concerning health-wise, concerning parnasa-wise, concerning mental health-wise. Well, the future is very unclear. To fool myself to say, yeah, tomorrow everything's going to work out, it's not true. It can happen, but we have no way of knowing will it happen or will it not happen and when this thing will change. The real bitachon is, I recognize, yes, the world is total out of whack. We have no idea where things are heading. But that doesn't get me nervous because just like till now, I was in Hashem's hand and he took care of me. So too, I can feel that that will continue. But once again, I can only feel that way if I really live a life that I feel Hashem in my life. I'm living with Him constantly. I feel what he's giving me constantly. Hakopanim. So today we're talking about building the Tochel through Tefillah. So there's a Dabdalad on the page. Eizu ben Olam Haba, Semer Gula the Tefillah, Shal Arvis. In other words, even though the Iker Geul of Mitzrayim was in Shachris, the Iker Smichas Geul of Tefillah is in the morning, but if a person does it even at night, that is a higher level of recognition, the message of Smichas Geul of Tefillah. In other words, saying the Yetzias Mitzrayim before we say Shmoneh Esrei, which we basically do by Shachris and by Ma'ariv. So the Rabbi Yonah, he's quoting, says, why is it so that just by doing this thing, which everybody's doing, makes him into Ben Olam Haba? By the way, we see in the Mishnah Berurah brings in other things. When it says Ben Olam Haba, when you do it, it doesn't mean that you just make through the motions. It means that if you understand what you're doing and you take the message from it. So he brings from Rabbi Yonah two reasons why this act of being Semech Gula Tefillah is such a powerful act. Number one is he shows that he's Boiteach B'Hashem B'Tefillah. Number one is, if he mentions Gulas Mitzrayim, which basically is recognition that Hashem interacts with in the world. That's what happened. The laws of nature did not rule the world at the time, or at least in the Mitzrayim at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Esamakas was supernatural, Kriyas Yamsu was supernatural. So the world was not governed by laws of nature. So that's an obvious way of seeing that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacting. So I say the Geula and remind myself that Hashem does interact with the world. And immediately afterwards, I start asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shows that I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the address. I know if I ask him for my refuah, if I ask him for my panosa, and I ask him for the Geula of Klal Yisrael, and all these things for Das, not take anything for granted, then I show that I realize I'm in hands, Hashem's hand. Unfortunately, the opposite is also true. If I go through Shemoneh Esrei and just daven through the Shemoneh Esrei without really paying attention to my personal needs and asking them from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it shows that I really feel that those things are not necessarily in His hands. Imagine without Him. Are you going to ask me, what do you mean, Chas V'Shalom, about it's in Hashem's hands? Yeah, that's the way I talk, but it's not the way I really live my life. Because you live your life, if you really really live with the fact that I know I'm in Hashem's hands and all my needs, then when I have an opportunity to speak to Him, I'm going to exactly tell Him all my needs, because I know He wants to hear from me. So that's He's saying, that this is a sign of Bitochen Hashem, that He's bringing all His needs to Hashem. By the way, nowadays, if we're saying Rufeinu the same way we said it half a year ago, we have to do a lot of tshuva. Go back to Slach Lono V'Nikichotonu. Because right now, first of all, we're asking for the refuah of Klal Yisrael. We see so many members of Klal Yisrael are sick. Even the ones that, Baruch Hashem, are not dying. Just in Eretz Yisrael alone, there's 100 people on respirators. In America, it's 100 times worse. And the people that aren't even on respirators, they're very sick. People that are at home. It's a very immobilizing machala for many, many people. And together with that, we'll be mispal that we shouldn't get sick. The Gemara says, a person should always mispal that he should not get sick, because once one is sick, once one is sick, then it's much harder to get out of it. So we know there's a chance to get sick. So instead of being nervous all the time and catching up on the latest news and finding the newest hand cleansers, which are all good, the news is not good, but to watch over ourselves, to listen to the rules, by the way, we have to listen to the rules. But the Ika Shemira, nothing's a 100% Shemira. The 100% Shemira is this point of davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing, use of the Tefillah as taking this current events and bringing it into my conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. He continues, and it says, another point, that when he discusses the greatness of the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and how Hashem made all these supernatural miracles to get us out of Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, says now he says the Geula, which reminds himself of Batu Avisinu B'Hashem, that in the past Hashem, Klal Yisrael had Bitochen Hashem, and they were Matzil Him. That's what saved us. We didn't have any Zechuyas when we left Mitzrayim, very little. we had the Mila and Korban Pesach and jumping into the Yamsuf. And the common denominator of all three of them were their acts of Bitochen Hashem. We did things that really did not make sense. But the only reason why we did it is because Hashem told us to do it and we went along with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't have any logic behind it. They were dangerous things. We did dangerous things because we trusted Hashem. We relied on Hashem. That's what Bitochen is, to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if a person mentions these things, HaKla Yisrael Ben Wa Baiteach Hashem, it dams right away. So, Nimsa Shagam Hu Baiteach Boi, Shiyana Oysa Gemoy Shonu Yisrael. He reminds himself of the Bitochen of Klal Yisrael in the past. That is Mechazakim, and basically is an introduction for his tefillah, and it shows that his tefillah is coming from that mind frame also, that this is the way we do things in Klal Yisrael. We put our koichas into Bitochen Hashem. And Mimele, he says, "Habitochen u ikir ha'yire ve'emuna, l'sichas zeicha b'sibosu l'chayolam haba." So he's basically saying that an act of smichas gula tefila is an act of bitochen, and bitochen shows that he has yir shemaim. He realizes that his whole future is in the hands of Hashem. He has emuna, and that brings him to olam haba. So both the fact that he's requesting from HaKadosh Baruch and showing HaKadosh Baruch that I recognize my needs are in your hands, and both the fact that he reminds himself of the gula that Hashem did in the past, these are things that make his bitochen a real thing and that makes him eligible for Ilam Haba. Yeah, so he wants to point out now 4 points. Number one is that tefillah is an act of bitochen because the brachas, the middle brachas, are requests. And one does not ask from somebody he does not rely upon. For example, even if someone tells you that, oh, this billionaire is walking down the block, I would not ask him anything from him if I'm an intelligent being, because I know there's no reason for him to give me the money. You know, if I found out in advance that anyone who's going to ask him for money today is going to give us a different story. So I'm relying on that person who told me, I'd be talking on the one who told me that this guy's giving out money, which will give me the reason to ask this person for money. But other than that, I have to be a fool to ask him for money. Why in the world should he want to give me anything? If we do turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's because we realize that he is the one that will help me if I request from him. He has the ability to do it, and he has the desire to do it. He just wants me to ask from him. So that's who I go to. If I see someone walking down the street, and it happens to be my favorite uncle, and he's a billionaire, and I know that whatever he asks for him, he's going to do for me. So if I have any, I'm going to run up to him because I recognize that I'm b'tech in that person. I rely on that person that he's going to take care of my needs if I ask him. So that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much more than a billionaire uncle. Liya kesef liya zov no mashem. All the kesef, all the zov in the world is Hashem's, and not only is the kesef, the zov is from Hashem. Our guf, our neshama, our health, our slach of our family, our children, Klal Yisrael, Gula, all this is in the hands of Hashem. Yeah. So he says that this is a chiddush. We haven't feel it different than chiddushi Torah. The Mashgiach always said, he never wants to say shiurim and perish are the words of the Siddur. He said he's concerned that if people are going to learn his perishim and the words, they're going to learn the tefillah instead of daven the tefillah. The difference between the two is learning is every word I think of a chiddush, oh, a new pshat in this word. Hashem doesn't want us to say pshotim while we're davening. Hashem wants us to speak with him. I think maybe I mentioned to you in the past, someone asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky about he needs a chizuk and tefillah. And Reb Chaim answered him, what's the big deal? What do you need a chizuk for? You're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's obvious. A guy couldn't chappe. What is Reb Chaim saying? He doesn't realize that everybody has a mind floating around when they're davening. And this guy was even upset at Reb Chaim. Well, you don't understand my problem. And I told this person, the biggest chizuk I ever heard in tefillah. We all try to convince ourselves, the Yetzer convinces us that nowadays it's impossible to have kavanah in tefillah. And we bump into a Jew who's alive in our generation and says, what's the big deal? It's obvious. You're talking to Hashem. Just carry the conversation. By the way, b'mayim ha'muzga, in parentheses, many of us are davening in minyanim mitzumtzomim, which means a minyan that has only 10 people. It's important to know that when we're involved in tefillah, we also have to be considerate of other people. And we if we have a big minyan and we want to daven for 15 minutes, no problem. But if I have a minyan of 10 people, it's important not to be ma'arich. Kamavad, it doesn't mean to daven in 5 minutes. It doesn't mean to daven in 15 minutes either. No, to daven within the norms of the minyan. And Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, this Jew that said that every tefillah, and basically he was saying this, his tefillah, he's talking to Hashem. He's not ma'arich in tefillah. He's davening shorter than many of us. Not 5 minutes, but 7, 8 minutes. And sometimes, other rabbi, we can have a better tefillah if we're not overly ma'arich in the tefillah. It's not a good exercise once in a while to just read through the words and pay attention to them and put in our needs into those words instead of floating around and all kind of other things. Come on. On our level, we can't do it unless we mamash look into the siddur. I remember my Rebbe, Nisim Kirel Sechrein Levroch, I saw him come upon him quite a few times, davening with his finger in the siddur. He imagined a godel adol with his finger in the siddur. It's not a bizoyan, that's what little kids do. But he was a practical person. He wanted to be Oved Hashem. And for some reason he felt that at that point of time, it will help his kavanah to put his finger inside. He put his finger inside. That way he didn't skip the words. He went one by one. I call upon him. So, yeah. So, he brings over here that the idea of chiddush in Shemoneh Esrei is not a new pshat in the words, like we started with. And that's why the Mashgiach didn't want to teach us pshatim in the words. What is a chiddush? It's a halacha in Siman Kuf Zayin in the Shulchan Aruch that a person wants to give an extra Shemoneh Esrei as a free will offering and a dovah. He can do it, but he has to make a chiddush in every bracha. What is the chiddush? So he brings from the Mo, something new happened in his life that was a new need that now he has to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that need. That is the chiddushim that we have in Shemoneh Esrei. We bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the things that transpired in the last period of our life, and that's what we request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So like I said, in the bracha for Einu Hashem B'nei Rofei, if I heard about people, a new person who was sick, I don't even have to mention his name. We don't have to be ma'arich with long lists of lame in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. You can do that after Shemoneh Esrei. But at least think that Rafeinu, another Jew is sick now. I'm inspired for his refuah. Or the machla is still going on in the world. Oishienu, v'nivosheya, should give us salvation and protect me in the future. I shouldn't get sick. That's definitely something that every tefillah is a hischatshus. Because another few hours went by, and we need a new Seat Shemaya the next period of time. And whatever else happens, Slach Lonu, in person between Shachris and Mincha, he got upset at his children. So say, Slach Lonu, Hashem should be Solech me, I should be able to be Choyza B'tshuva. But once you tshuva on that, the biggest aver one can do at this point of time in our lives is when we're home, and we make a feeling of tension in the home, that is probably the biggest affair that's possible to do. Because it's magic, everybody around us. And if we pay attention to it and realize it's an affair, then it's quite easy to fix up. Because most of the big affairs come behesach hadas, without thinking what we're doing. When I do think what I'm doing, and I pay attention to what I'm doing, then other rabbi, the Ratzon Hashem is not for me to get upset. Even by do l'shem shemayim, why is this kid not getting up, or why is he not listening to me, or why is he not eating, or why is he not this? That's not a business. No, none of the kids are going to die from starvation, and come on, as much as we can, we have to set up a certain siddurim, especially now that the kids are going back to their schedules. But everything, amei menuchas, in a peaceful fashion. Yeah. So that's what he's saying. The chidushim in tefillah is not a chidush of a nupshat. If you have a nupshat, write it down. If it helps you incorporate new life experiences into your tefillah, wonderful. But other than that, it's not necessary. the Maisa with the Mashgiach himself, the Zecharin Levracha, that I'm so fond of. B'Seif Yom, if he was weak, Ben Azmanim, he couldn't go to shul. So he had a room in the yeshiva, but the yeshiva was closed. So the family put together a minyan of 10 people for him in the yeshiva. They would come together to make it easier for them. So they had mincha and ma'ariv, in other words, mincha before shkia, and then ma'ariv, whatever, half hour, 40 minutes after shkia. And they would, you know, wait around in between and learn till they get the next. So anyway, they did this for one day. The second day, they came to pick up the mashgiach for mincha, and he said, I davened already. So they said, Rebbe, we made this whole minyan for you. Why did you daven already? So he explained to them this point. He said, you don't understand. Tefillah is, I'm bringing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the experiences that happen between tefillah A and tefillah B, and then between B and C. We set up the minyan here that 25 minutes, a half hour after one tefillah, I have another tefillah. It doesn't leave me enough time of my day to have something that's a chunk of the day that transpired me to one and the other. So I'm basically losing out my ma'ariv. I don't want to do that. So I daven mincha early in mincha gedolah, and now I had a few hours in between. This is just a ma'ariv that illustrates how what he wrote in his sefer is the way he lived his life. It was so obvious to him that that's what tefillah is all about. And like we're saying, if we had good things that happened in that past period of time, so in the time of Moedim, we have to thank Hashem for it. And we every Moedim we say, and Yisach Shevachol Yimono, miracles going on. We mentioned that every second in one's life, there's tens of thousands of billions of billions, there's numbers that we can't even manage of chemical reactions going on, and if they won't go on, we can't survive. So without us even thinking about it, there's an unlimited amount of chemical reactions every second of our lives that we're not paying attention to. Things that are keeping our body functions in order, keeping other parts of the body, that are protecting ourselves from all kind of dangers. You know, the coronavirus is so dangerous because it happens to be one of the viruses the human body is not yet aware of how to deal with it. There's so many other unlimited amount of viruses and bacteria that are attacking the body on a regular basis that Baruch Hashem, without us even thinking about it, the body's dealing with so many of them. And other ones that the body does react to and we feel sick, that Baruch Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megal Tos Refuas. So anyway, this is the step number one of building our bitochen through tefillah, recognizing that the chiddush of tefillah is not peirush hamilos. Obviously, we have to know what we're saying. But not nu pshotim in tefillah. We're not saying shtiklach teir in tefillah. We're saying a chiddush and a new need that I have, then bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a new good thing that happened, then I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, etc. The second point, he says, Rabbeinu Yonah says, that if tefillah itself is an act of bitochen, well, which Rabbeinu Yonah says, that the fact that I'm asking for my HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an act of bitochen, so why do you need davke, same as gula tefillah? A very good question. He's saying, you question my HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's an act of bitochen, because you don't request from somebody who you don't rely on. So what does that do with the fact that I'm saying gula right before him? She just said, if somebody down in Shemoneh Esrei, is it Ben Olam Haba? Yeah. And not only is it enough to mention Yisrael Mitzrayim, you have to be soymech gula, so you have to say it immediately before him. So here he says, mikanonu oimdim al dakus shel mailas habitochen. A fine point in bitochen. Bitfilu levad anecher sheyesh ba bitochen. Possible to go through the davening, not with bitochen. You can daven all the requests in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, even with right kavana. With that, you might floating off, and still it won't have bitochen it. Dahainu, that he can say the nusach and be mechaven to the words, but by doing so, he may not be doing an act of bitochen. But if you mention right before the Nisan of Yitzis Mitzrayim, and immediately afterwards he goes to Davin, then in Chanami there is his Oyvish shall be talking about Kashoysef. That causes that the fact, one of the things that make Bitochen real is past experiences make Bitochen real. You can't get, for example, if someone tells you, that guy walking down the street, you know, He knows you and he loves you and he cares about you and he gives you, and he's a wealthy person. The average person would even go up to the person. Why? Because he's thinking, I don't know who this guy is. Meicha teisa that this guy has all these qualities. Either a guy off the street told me that this guy loves me, wants that kind of someone wants to just make a litzanis out of me. He wants me to walk up to this guy and ask him for money, and the guy's going to throw me out the window, which is the most intelligent reaction to that statement. Why in the world should I believe somebody that this person has such and such wonderful qualities if I don't know the guy who's telling it to me, and I don't know this guy who supposedly has all these qualities? But if this person walked down the street, happens to be someone that I do know personally, I know that he's taking care of me and his family is taking care of my family for the last unlimited amount of time. And whenever a family asks something for them, they did it with such love and care. So if I see such a guy, I already run up to him. In other words, relying on somebody could only be based on past experiences, that I see this person is really reliable. And that's why if you just go into tefillah without any prerequisites, the tefillah will be a dry tefillah. We could say all the words, but it won't be with that feeling that I really got the right address. I'm becoming the mitzvahs to say, the raisit, the rabbonin, batan Hashem akev, v'chol levavchem. I'm doing my religious duties for Hashem before I start my day. And I'm becoming a mitzvah. Chmon Ritzlan, if that's what tefillah is, even if I know the perish amilas of every single word, I'm missing the ikir, the neshama of the tefillah. But if I start up before that, and I pay attention, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not starting his relation with me. Thousands of years ago, he changed all the laws of nature just to make my nation, his nation. The nation that Hashem is so proud of and his exalted nation and treats them as his firstborn son. If that's the way I start off, then when I can make my requests afterwards, they're going to be real. Because I realize from the past experiences that I had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much I really have the right address, and I should really be mevakesh b'chol levavi from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's even the first bracha Shmoneh Esrei, when we say Akela Godel Agibo V'Anoyu Gemach Sodom Tovim, we're not going to get into involved with the preparations or translation of those words. But if you think about it, also, why am I calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu Godel Agibo V'Anoyu Zeichach Hasdei Ovis? Because there has been something going on in the past. That's what's causing me to say it. It's not just because I was told to say these words. And if it goes to a tefillah like that, which the spark of it comes from the geula, that experience of geulas Mitzrayim, and I take that into the shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, he is going to chasodim tovim. Not only by all this then, my whole life, Baruch Hashem, I have a house to live in, I have health, I have food to eat, I'm an Eretz Yisrael, chule v'chule v'chule. Take things in right proportion. Focus on all the great, wonderful chasadim of Hashem. Then afterwards I make the makoshes and the chanami. I got the right address. Yeah. We're just going to end with this story that he brings down.
Well,
that,
just one question on that, Nakuda. He speaks about the Gula Latifila with that regard. What about...
Yeah.
When we don't do Geula Tefillah, so then how does that? Because he's saying it doesn't even work, you know. You're because
no, then so there is no Geula Tefillah by Mincha. You're right. Mincha Geula by Tefillah is by the two basic Tefillahs of the day. What Shachris is a Tefillah basically from the night till Shachris, and Ma'ariv is basically reviewing the entire day. Mincha is a special, like its name. It's called, it's a mincha, a gift offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth is, it says that instead of the gula over there, we say Ashri before. And Rashi says that the part of Ashri that we use there is the end of Ashri. It says, Ritzon Yireh V'yaseh Shema Hashem Kol Oyavov. The last few psukim of Ashri, over there we're saying psukim that says that Hashem listens to everybody who davens to him. And those who have Yerushamayim, Hashem listens to them. And those who have Avos Hashem, Hashem listens to them. So these also remind us of the fact that Hashem listens to our tefillahs, which also makes our tefillahs real. Yeah. But you're right, there is a chiddush that we don't have in all three tefillahs. No, Kopanim, the Ashrei, that is the Ashrei that puts us into, it's called, the Lashon of the Gemara, it's Simcha Shel Mitzvah. I get a chizik and I get a simcha. I get put into a feeling of happiness, of being fortunate by the fact that I realize that Hashem really listens to my tefillas. Yeah, those are the psukim we say before, and to also arouse and make it more real. So, it's nice that we're finishing off with the Avrom Yafin was the son-in-law of the Alter from the Valdek, one of the big mashkichim before World War II. Avrom himself survived the war. He was in New York. His grandchildren are teaching Torah in Yerushalayim now. So it says that Maisa was the Reb Chaim Volozhin visited the Vilna Goyin once. Chaim Volozhin, as we know, was a Talmud of Vilna Goyin. And Reb Chaim didn't feel well. And for Rafua, they would put these worms, blood-sucking worms, on his neck. So he had these on his neck, and they were covered with a scarf. A mice in the Vilna Goyin sat down with his chabura of Talmidim, and in the course of the conversation, they started talking about Vitochin. The Vilna Goyin, Kamuvan, uplifted the concept of Vitochin to a very, very high level and got everybody all excited about this Gvaldiga level of Vitochin. And it came to the point that Reb Chaim Volozhin felt that Bitochen is on a level that Bitochen itself is good enough for his refuah, and he took all those worms off his neck. He doesn't need them anymore. I'll manage without them. The story continues that the conversation continued on other deep topics, and in the course of the other deep topics, Reb Chaim Volozhin started feeling that his bitachon was getting weaker. And he took that scarf that had the worms on, he put it back on again. In other words, he was living with such a real bitachon that he was able to measure himself where he was holding. He was holding on a madrega, which is a very high madrega, that he didn't need the medicine, he could manage without it. Then he took it off. The second he felt he wasn't holding there, and he put it back on. Yeah, that is something amazing, amazing story, which come upon. We have no shaykhs at all to. That's what he says. People talk about bitochen, ishtavlis. They're not talking about the real thing. The real thing is something that's so clearly felt that a person can even tell that there was a change from one level to another, from one minute to the next even. That's Reb Chaim Volozhin. So come upon, we're not on that madrega, but this is something for us to work on, and have the opportunity to daven three times a day, take advantage of that opportunity, mitzvah Hashem, to make our bitachon real. And like we mentioned, two times a day we have the smil geula tefillah. When we say the geula, we remind ourselves, yes, Hashem changed all the laws of nature just for us. And like we mentioned before, by mincha, we don't say that, but we say, Asher kor Hashem l'chol korov, tzon yev yasa, Hashem Hashem kol loyavav. Remind ourselves how Hashem does watch over us, the siyata shemaya for those who have bitochen Hashem, as we've seen throughout history, tremendous siyata shemaya. And then we bring our request to our Kodesh Baruch Hu as a real thing, not just as a tekis, a ceremony, a religious ceremony, but somewhere at least near what we said, we heard from Reb Chaim Shlita, that talking to Hashem, talking to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's what Hashem wants. If we get that out, if we get from this unusual situation we're in right now, things are out of whack, if that helps us, Adarabba, I'm not just continuing my regular routine. It's a different routine. It's a different routine. Maybe I'll make my tefillah also different. That will bring tremendous nachas to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. May Hashem help us get out of this situation as soon as possible. Shavua tov lekulam.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
I hear your voices.